All right. Happy Monday and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for March 11th, 2024. Oddly enough, the 11th Monday of the year, the second of four Mondays this month. We have one more Monday of winter before spring arrives. That'll be next Tuesday. Three Mondays from today is April Fool's Day. Hope you had a terrific weekend doing the things you love to do on the weekends. Not watching the Oscars was likely a part of it. Oppenheimer, the three-hour movie about the creation of the atomic bomb, won several Oscars, including the Best Picture and Best Director. If you are observing, today is the 27th day of Lent. Stay strong, my friend. Today is also the second day of Ramadan. Unfortunately, the start of the Muslim holy season yesterday was met with rocket fire and bombings in Gaza, as no ceasefire agreement has come to fruition. As we had been discussing, they were hoping to get a ceasefire and a release of hostages before the Muslim holy season started. Most of us sprung ahead into daylight saving time yesterday. On Capitol Hill this week, Republican Senators Marco Rubio of Florida and James Lankford of Oklahoma will again be pushing their co-sponsored Sunshine Protection Act that would make daylight savings time the permanent time in all of the country. Currently, as you likely know, Hawaii and Arizona are the only two states that do not change the clock twice a year. But the big story is President Biden and former President Donald Trump's almost simultaneous rallies this weekend in the all-important battleground or swing state of Georgia.
You're destroying our country, Joe.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong. But I'm ending it.
President Biden repeating most of his talking points from his State of the Union address, but with some help from the First Lady.
Donald Trump wakes up every morning caring about one person and one person only, himself.
Lord, I don't know if that's really helping him or not. But it was something that President Biden said in a TV interview and not at the rally that's getting all of the attention.
You use the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
In an interview with MSNBC, the president of the United States apologized to an illegal alien who murdered a college student for referring to him as an illegal.
Joe Biden went on television and apologized for calling Lakin's murderer an illegal. He didn't want to call him illegal. He apologized. He said he should have called him an undocumented, not an illegal, and he wanted to apologize. He wanted to apologize, and, well, they have a new name, too. They have a new name that's even worse. They have a new name. You know what the new name is? Neighbor. They want to call him Neighbor. They want to call him another name. Did you ever hear the other one? Newcomer. A newcomer to our country. Are we going crazy or what? Is this country going crazy? How about that one? Newcomer. The newcomer. No, he was illegal. And I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy. And Biden should be apologizing for apologizing to this killer. Joe Biden, and you understand what's happening here. Joe Biden has no remorse. He's got no regret. He's got no empathy, no compassion. And worst of all, he has no intention of stopping the deadly invasion that stole precious Lakin's beautiful American life. We are profoundly honored to be joined today by the family and loved ones of Lakin and some of her great friends. I met them. They're so incredible. The whole The whole group is incredible. To Lakin's parents, John and Allison, and her sister, Lauren, her roommate, Connolly, and to all of those who loved Lakin, the hearts of hundreds of thousands and indeed millions and millions of Americans and people worldwide, they're shattered alongside of your beautiful hearts. We share your grief.
I told you back on Friday, some media outlets started using the term unauthorized. If you come into the country without papers, undocumented, or unauthorized, whatever word or term you want to use, you are in the country illegally. That is just the fact. By the way, the last time Jonathan Capehart at MSNBC interviewed President Biden a few months ago, you remember, Biden actually fell asleep during the interview. Granted, Jonathan isn't the most exciting personality either, but Joe Biden actually fell asleep in the interview. As a parent, I can't even begin to imagine the anger, the hurt, the shock that Lakin Riley's family and friends must have for the president of the country to apologize to the person that murdered their daughter. It's beyond astonishing. This is Lydia Serrani on Newsmax's Sunday Agenda.
I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country.
He's saying illegal aliens, criminals built this country. No, they didn't. Joe Biden, you saw it right there, caring more about offending the illegal who allegedly killed Lakin Riley. I mean, it's unbelievable. The fact is, these people, they are illegal aliens. They're not migrants like the left wants to call them. They're not migrating here like birds flocking to Florida. They're invading. And now it's basically a takeover. With the number of illegals larger than the population of 36 states, an estimated 10 million people now have come in under the Biden regime. You see, words matter a great deal. That's why you saw Biden backtrack about apologizing about using the word illegal. It's a very careful narrative. The Biden regime is very masterful when it comes to terminology. They are now even moving past using the word migrant, now preferring the word newcomer. You see, isn't newcomer such a nicer word than even migrant or, of course, illegal alien, the proper technical word? It's like you're inviting someone over for a coffee. How are you, newcomer? Yeah, come on over. It's so nice and sweet. It's like a neighborly thing, right? Come on in. But the brutal reality is criminals, mental patients, they are invading our country by the thousands every single day. 7,000 of them. That's the estimates that are coming across our border. So the fact that Joe woke up to the reality and used the word illegal, he made his base big mad. I mean, just one example, squad member, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar posting on X, quote, "Let me be clear." This is what she wrote. "No human being is illegal." Remember Ilhan after 9? Oh, some people did something. Give me a break, Ilhan.
Lydia also spoke with former Senator Joe Lieberman, a longtime Democrat colleague of then Senator Joe Biden. And I do mean a long time.
Senator, what do you think about Joe Biden? Did he really step in it this time? In my monologue, you just heard it there. We played the soundbite of Joe Biden apologizing for using the term illegal, but not apologizing to Lakin Riley. From what reports we're hearing, he hasn't even tried to reach out to her. He hasn't posted about her. Do you think this is a wise move on his part?
No. I think right now, if you just read the public opinion polls, you'll see that border security and illegal immigration is the number one concern of the American people. And I just want to say it's really striking because when you think about it, for instance, many more Americans are affected by inflation personally than by illegal immigration. But the illegal immigration has become a kind of metaphor for the inability of our government to be competent to do the basic things like upholding the rule of law, some rules on the border. Everybody's for immigration, but you can't have open borders. And when you have something like the Lakin case, this beautiful young girl, Lakin Riley, apparently murdered by an illegal alien, whatever you want to call them, we know what they are. it makes it very personal. And all of us say, oh, my God, the next one, the next victim could be my daughter. So, you know, OK, the president decided to use the State of the Union to kick off his political campaign. There's nothing illegal or unethical about it. It was just the most partisan State of the Union I remember. And he naturally attacked the Republicans in the House for not accepting the bipartisan immigration border security bill from the Senate. Good enough for now, I guess. But let me tell you this. If the House doesn't act on that bill, the president has the executive authority to act to tighten or close the border. And if he doesn't do something like that before Election Day, this issue alone could end his attempt at reelection.
Former Connecticut Senator and National Chair of No Labels Joe Lieberman on Sunday Agenda with Lydia Serrani. That is exactly why Republicans in the House are not going to sign the immigration border security bill, to force Joe Biden into doing something or not doing something. Joe Lieberman just celebrated his 82nd birthday and said that was the most partisan State of the Union he has ever heard. Let's go back to the Trump rally in Georgia.
Two nights ago, we all heard Crooked Joe's angry, dark, hate-filled rant of a State of the Union address. Wasn't it? Didn't it bring us together? Remember, he said, I'm going to bring the country together. I'm going to bring it together. No, no. He's a threat to democracy. I will tell you, he's a threat to democracy. Weaponized government, weaponized the FBI, weaponized the DOJ. He's a threat to democracy for other reasons also. Number one, he's grossly incompetent. Joe Biden gave the most divisive, partisan, radical, and extreme speech ever delivered by a president in that chamber, not even close. Rather than trying to bring our country together, he tried to cling to power by tearing our country apart. He's done nothing. You know what their whole thing is going to be? Go after Trump. Go after. We have no policy. We didn't do anything. Everything we did turned out so badly. Go after Trump. And we're ready for it. Are we ready? Yeah. We're ready. Crooked Joe Biden talked about Ukraine before he talked about America. He talked about the size of a Snickers bar, you know. It's probably true about Snickers. They throw a little bit less in. I'd probably do the same thing if I owned that particular company. But can I be honest with you? Who the hell cares about? That's not what the problem is. That's not what the problem is. That's not what the, you don't talk about Snickers. You talk about inflation, big league inflation, not that kind of stuff. You talk about the fact that we're no longer energy independent. We're going to be energy dominant. You talk about bigger things. We talk about the whole country as opposed to the kind of things he talked. He didn't, I think he took 41 minutes before he got to the border, and then he covered it almost not at all. The border is the biggest problem. I think it's one of the biggest problems, the greatest threat to the history of our country. So it took him 41 minutes, and then he announced a plan to send our brave U.S. military men and women into Gaza to resupply the terrorists of Hamas. You know what's going to happen. He wants to build billions and billions of dollars a pier, a nice pier, going way into what happened to the environmental impact statement. Last time I wanted to build a pier, they tie you up forever, right? There's no tying up. But here's the problem. The bad guys will take over that pier, and they'll take every ounce of food and everything else, and then they'll sell it to people that have no money and that it was intended for. We have the stupidest people in the history of our country running things. These are stupid. These are stupid people. I'd like to use a more sophisticated word, but, you know, there are some words that just go, these are stupid people. Joe Biden should not be shouting angrily at America. America should be shouting angrily at Joe Biden.
And he had this message for Democrats who previously supported President Biden.
If you're a disillusioned Democrat, of which there are many today, I extend an open hand, an open invitation, and I ask you to join us on the noble quest of saving our country, saving our country. Together, we will turn the page forever on the miserable nightmare of the Biden presidency. What a presidency. What a president. Most incompetent president we've ever had. The worst president, the most incompetent, and the most corrupt. Other than that, I think he's doing actually quite a good job. And we will make America great again.
After the rally in Georgia, Trump showed up at the UFC event in Miami Saturday night, UFC 299. If you're a UFC fan, you know what I'm talking about. Like him or not, you have to admire the guy's energy and passion. I mean, he never stops. He has more energy than most people half of his age. If you did see it, or maybe you've seen on social media, Trump had an in-depth conversation with a couple of NFL players there at the UFC event. Joey Bosa and quarterback Joe Burrow. And everyone wants to know. I mean, it was like an in-depth conversation whispering in each other's ears. And everybody wants to know, what did they say? All right, it's Monday. So that means there's a new poll, and this one's interesting. There's a couple of new polls, but the ABC News Ipsos poll finds 36% of people trust former President Donald Trump to do a better job compared to 33% for President Biden. The poll also found that 30% of the people surveyed do not trust Trump or Biden over the next 4 years. And on Mondays, I always like to work in some commentary from Tom Basile, host of America Right Now on Newsmax.
Unlike President Biden, who went from the basement in 2020 to thin public schedules and naps in the White House residence, Mr. Trump will bring energy, press conferences, access, and breaking news events back to the presidency. There's going to be sparring with the media, quotable one-liners, quips, and yes, new nicknames for those banner waves on cable news networks. Even late-night television's left-wing hosts will have fodder for monologues and not have to worry about offending their younger audiences. Of course, there are going to be conspiracy theories and reams of news stories about Mr. Trump being a threat to democracy and perhaps even another round of Russia, Russia, Russia. With a second Trump presidency, arguably, more people will be watching MSDNC, reading the New York Times, subscribing to the Washington Post, CNN, which has seen its ratings collapse as they moved further to the left, could even see a revival. With more people watching, advertisers pay more, and beleaguered news divisions that are laying off hundreds of people have a chance to crawl their way back into the black.
I watch ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, it's so, I don't even talk about CNN because nobody watches them anymore. MSDNC is horrible, horrible. But fortunately, not a lot of people are watching them anymore. They've tuned out. But the press has to straighten itself out. You know, they're all doing badly, and they're doing badly because they're fake news.
A second Trump administration also means an open seat for wall-to-wall election coverage and advertising in 2028, and that's worth billions of dollars. Don't think that this decision-making isn't happening. Journalism is a business. It's always been a business. It's always been about getting eyeballs, selling newspapers and subscriptions, and driving ad sales revenue. Certainly, as legitimate journalism has been largely abandoned for advocacy in left-wing newsrooms driving socialist, atheist, anti-American agendas, business considerations have been supplanted. And that's had real negative financial consequences. It's a genuine conundrum behind the scenes of the fake news. Provide fairer coverage to Mr. Trump and make their bottom lines great again, or continue to ride the left-wing advocacy toward balance sheets dripping in red. A second Joe Biden term will certainly provide the media with an ideological victory. There will be more woke, more socialist policies, more cancel culture, more outrage, and more working overtime to explain away the disengagement of an increasingly pliant leader who is failing both mentally and physically. But as the data has shown over the last number of years, that's not going to make for engaging photos, video, and content. That's not going to drive viewers and readers.
That's Tom Basile, host of America Right Now, Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, part of the must-watch weekend lineup on Newsmax. In Wisconsin today, unhappy Republican voters are presenting a petition with more than 10,000 signatures to the state's election commission to oust the Republican Assembly Speaker there, Robin Voss, from his position over his handling of the recounts back in 2020. After the election, Trump lost Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes, one of several states where they had recounts. In Georgia, the Democrat district attorney in charge of prosecuting the illegal Venezuelan migrant accused of brutally murdering Lakin Riley has removed herself from the case after Governor Kemp publicly expressed his concerns that Deborah Gonzalez would not be able to handle the high-profile case. This is likely going to be talked about a lot today. Gonzalez, the Athens-Clark district attorney, has never achieved a guilty verdict in a jury trial. She has now appointed attorney Sheila Ross to serve as a special prosecutor in the case. And an investigation is underway after a weekend helicopter crash along the U.S.-Mexico border killed two National Guard soldiers and a U.S. Border Patrol agent. It's just becoming more and more of a dumpster fire. The National Guard issued a statement saying all of these people represent selfless service and the best of America. And they most certainly do. Keep up with all the news all day today on Newsmax. It is available on most major cable systems, AT&T, Comcast, Cox Cable, DirecTV, Dish, Mediacom, Spectrum, Suddenlink, and many, many others. And make sure you're getting the new Newsmax Plus as well. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com. You can get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts, The Balance with Eric Bolling, Rob Schmidt Tonight, Greg Kelly Reports, Greta Van Susteren, Carl Higby, Bianca De La Garza, Wake Up America, and much more. Thank you, thank you, thank you for checking out the Newsmax Daily. Please share it with your friends and family. And don't forget, it is now available on the Newsmax Rumble and YouTube pages as well, if that's more convenient, or, you know, you have somebody who still doesn't know how to get a podcast. I'm Tony Marino. Enjoy the rest of your Monday and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.